Be with us now. May your presence be here. May we hear from your word today. Be our light and be our guide. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Can you remember a time where you ever felt awkward and uncomfortable in a group of people because you felt self-conscious that you weren't supposed to be there or didn't belong? Maybe it was when you were going to a new school or starting a new job. I think we've all been somewhere where we didn't know a lot of people and felt uncomfortable because we weren't familiar with the commonalities within that group. And that's a lonely experience. But it's always relieving when we get to escape an uncomfortable situation and go back to our lives where we feel welcomed and comfortable and allowed to be who we are, where we are. Sometimes we feel that sense of discomfort in the context of Christianity. We might feel out of place because we feel like we don't compare to expectations and standards that we perceive to be necessary to be a relevant, vital, and welcomed member in the body of Christ. Sometimes church can feel like we're visiting a foreign country. We can feel like outsiders when we're not familiar with hymns or liturgy, and they sound like they're in a language that we don't know, and there's nothing to help us translate. That's an isolating feeling, not understanding and not being understood. We can feel uncomfortable if we have attributes that deviate from what we see in the people who we perceive to be the examples or expectations of an acceptable member. Sometimes we can feel like we shouldn't be where we are because we feel like we're not enough. We're not white enough, or we're too poor, too sick, not educated enough, not spiritual enough, too broken, too sad, too old, or too young. We can feel like we aren't worthy or welcomed because we aren't expected. We feel like we aren't allowed to contribute because our deviating attributes are seemingly, but unspokenly, not really acceptable. So it's tempting in the often homogeneous nature of our faith to feel like we are less important because we feel different than what seems to be normal. But scripture, and really all of life, reminds us that we need all different kinds of people. It takes all different kinds of people to make a successful society. We need IT specialists, but we also need farmers and artists. And so it takes every single kind of person to build a strong church, because every person brings something vital that no one else has. No function is more or less important than any other. Scripture confirms this necessity of diversity in a thriving church. This is 1 Corinthians 12:15 through 18. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. The scripture shouts the message that diversity is vital for the church to be a strong body. Every single member, and however they function, exist, and contribute, is needed. We need everyone as they are. Everyone has unique experiences and knowledge that make us a more whole church. However, I understand that some positions, functions, and attributes and demographics are categorized as irrelevant or less important. So from our experiences and perceptions, our role can be misinterpreted, and we can be made to feel that we are not necessary or welcomed on account of who we are. So in the face of that feeling, we can feel like the church isn't for us, that it is literally not meant for people like us, that we don't have a place or space. Or we feel like we need to assimilate, or at least appear apologetic about the things about ourselves that we cannot change, because we want to be a part of the community. As people, we need somewhere to belong. And feeling connected might be difficult, because you might feel like an outlier, because some of the things about you mean that you might be treated as a mission field or a problem to solve instead of being treated as a person. When we are on the receiving end of well-meaning charity, it can feel like we're a box to check off instead of a vital member of the community, because we're not really asked or expected to find a place to serve, too. As opposed to being invited into the community to help build the kingdom, our assumed role is to be a collection plate outside of the circle, and our humanity isn't seen. Or we may be part of certain demographics that are either considered difficult to reach or alternative. It's hinted that maybe we as individuals are fundamentally incompatible with Christianity as it is. We are addressed as an issue to solve, rather than people that desperately want in and want to be involved. When we feel like we aren't allowed to be kingdom builders because we aren't typical, the truth of Christ's kingdom is being misunderstood. Christ interprets humanity so drastically differently than how we're used to being judged and seen. There are no qualifications to be loved and noticed by Christ. But it's against our intuition to accept and believe that we're worth just as much as the people who we perceive to be better or successful or more socially acceptable. But Christ shows no partiality. He celebrates differences. He calls the poor and broken to lead. He honors the unexpected. He called some fishermen to follow him. Christ doesn't care of possessions or man-made expectations or social mastery, because there are no exceptions. We are all called to spread the gospel as we become and make disciples. I have a bit of an understanding of what it's like to feel like you break too many norms to serve in the church. I didn't grow up in church, so I don't have a traditional church background. I came to follow Christ later in life. So generally, according to statistics and historical evidence, I have no business being where I am. People like me hardly end up in churches, let alone behind pulpits. But I am here because I've been privileged enough to follow this path that Christ lit. I didn't need anyone else's permission to be here. But still, I at times felt inadequate because I wasn't and am still not really familiar and comfortable in general Christian culture. It's funny because sometimes in the church, I still feel like an alien who just landed on earth and is trying to pass as a human. The most alienating experience I've had as a Christian so far happened when I was in marching band at Liberty University, which is self-proclaimed as the world's most exciting, largest, and fastest-growing evangelical university in the world. Our band's signature hymn that we played was "Be Thou My Vision." We played that song dozens of times during that semester of band, but I didn't know the words because the song wasn't in my background. So one time, we were warming up for a performance, and we ran through that hymn. But then the director told us to lower our instruments and sing it. I was surrounded by 200 people who all knew the words, and I didn't. I didn't get to participate in that moment of worship because where I've been and how I got there was different. That moment serves to remind me that we need to be aware of times where people might feel isolated or alienated in the context of Christianity, that we need to be understanding and sensitive to everyone's needs, paths, and perspectives. Because there are people, maybe even here now, who feel self-conscious or inadequate because there are things about church that feel so normal to us, that feel really weird to them. Or some can feel uncomfortable because the current common expression of Christianity doesn't reflect anything about their culture or context. Eventually, I felt included in the church because I came to understand who I was in Christ, that Christ called and equipped me to be a member of the body, just as he does with every single person. I learned that Christ is more than accepting. But I know that not everyone is afforded the opportunity to come to terms with their differences. So then it becomes our job to ensure intentional and radical inclusion. And this inclusion goes beyond accepting. It involves enthusiastic openness to ideas and changes that come from the involvement of everyone. Radical inclusion celebrates the differences, questions, and visions that every individual brings. So when you feel less than welcomed, be encouraged that the gospel is for everyone. You don't need permission from humans, traditions, or typical expectations to pursue your call to live out God's love. Your authority to serve and to be here is from the power of Christ, expressed in his life, death, and resurrection. And I know it can still be isolating and uncomfortable, but I hope, and I am hopeful, that the body of Christ, even now, is evolving into one that sees all the people. So I hope that if now you feel left out or ignored, that your experience and perception will change. I hope that you can embrace your life and who you are as God's child. And in embracing and accepting yourself, you can understand and assert your worth and unique role in Christ's church. Because in your entirety, with all that you have and all that you are allowed to be here. In fact, welcomed and vital. You, as a created person, reflect God's image. So some of the things about you that make you feel weird mirror divine attributes. Diversity is a reflection of the complexity of God's complexion. All the kinds of people are made in God's image. So all the wonderful differences among humanity are reflections of God. The salvation from Christ's life, death, and resurrection invites every single person to become a child of God. No one is exempted. So, in this faith, not everyone has to look like us, and we don't have to look like anyone else. We're doing well as long as we are following Christ. And in following Christ, may we see people as he sees them. Our brothers are homeless. Our sisters are struggling single mothers, and they are home with us because it's not us and them, it is we. And in all our differences, we make a strong body. Because no needs of anyone will go unmet if we are a community that first sees a person's humanity. So no one is a mission field, and no one is for charity. Because generosity and collections from collective well-being are natural outpourings of intentional community. Be sure, the love of Christ is your home. In that, there is room and reason for everyone. You are always welcomed. You are invited to be here and to go forth. And come knowing that you are not invited to a building, but that we need you as a builder. I say this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.